Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out to all our listeners in Germany tonight that are tuning in on the internet. I heard from a bunch of them today, including our good friend Maria. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and in particular, our snowplow and sander drivers, who, when we tell you what's about to be going on here, and is going on in some cases, you're just going to shake your head. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You'll also find us over on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter in the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And you can listen to the show over there. The stream is playing right now, the live stream of the radio show. And you can also hear the show at different times during the day because it plays on a loop, which just plays around and around and around and around and plays the show over and over and over again, all 4 hours of it. So you can hear it during the course of the day if you can't stay awake at night, so don't feel bad about that. Now, joining us out there in California, and I'd be willing to bet you tonight that I'm warmer than he is again, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And where is Mr. Kyle? There he is.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, and we've got the... We got the L.A. Ram folks in town tonight, and they're kind of loving this a little bit because it's 58 degrees outside right now, and it's we got clear skies, a beautiful night.
Very nice, very nice.
And you have?
Well, we also have clear skies, Captain, although we're getting ready for a pretty big Santa Ana wind event, but it is 54 degrees right now.
So we are warmer. I thought we would be. I just didn't know by how much. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's it. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we want to make sure everybody remembers that. Well, Kyle, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to some folks tonight. I was over at Pinellas Park for a rally they had for a former military man, Jeremy Brown, and was happy to be a part of that. And I shared some information with them, which I hope they will take to heart and do something about. That's number one. Number two, we've got a snowstorm and an ice storm in the south tonight. And this doesn't happen where it's usually happening right now. We've got ice and snow, Kyle, in the valley in Texas, McAllen, Brownsville, up over to Eagle Pass. And it's been there since yesterday. And they've been getting a combination of rain and sleet and freezing rain, and it's still there. It's been hanging in there. But in the meantime, wait till you hear this one. Tonight, in the state of Louisiana and Mississippi and the lower part of Alabama, there is a freezing drizzle advisory along I-10, along I-12, along I-59, and along I-55 for about 50 miles north off I-10. That is very unusual, and it means it could get very slippery between now and tomorrow morning daylight, when, of course, it'll be colder. But the fact of the matter is, that's what's going on. Please be careful.
Indeed, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then, just for good measure, they have a snowstorm with some ice and some sleet going up the East Coast, which is already making its presence known in South Carolina, on up in North Carolina along the coastline, pretty much following I-95 again. And then we've got some heavy snow warnings from the southeastern corner of Virginia, northeastern corner of North Carolina, all the way up to Delaware and Maryland, pretty much along the coast there. So they're going to see a fair amount of snow over the next day or so.
Yes, it seems so, yes.
Now, I want to start out with this. Joe Biden leashed out yesterday at a female Fox reporter, and he, in the process, made a damn fool out of himself again. After the Russia comment has ignited a bunch of controversy as tensions are rising all through the region, and he is in serious trouble. The guy needs to keep his mouth shut because all he's doing is making things worse.
He really is making things worse, Captain. The two-hour press conference was the first step in really making things worse for a foundering Biden administration, I think, to say the least. But you're right. He continues to lash out. This latest example is just one of many. And certainly he's the one that opened the door by talking about this minor incursion versus an invasion, and saying, well, we might argue what we're going to do and what we won't do if it's just a minor incursion. You know, Captain, when you're the President of the United States and you say something like that, it causes a lot of people to react, not only in Moscow, but also in the Ukraine and all over the place. Our allies wonder, well, what is this guy even talking about? So when he was asked about it, of course, he did try to say, no, it's any crossing of the border is an invasion. So that's a sort of an interesting thing for the president to say. People
cross
the border.
Duh.
You know? Exactly. But the fact is, Captain, you know, he's not handling it well.
All right.
He doesn't like to be challenged.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to break. When we come back, we've got a caller online. So, caller, hang on. You'll be the first one up. In the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain, along with Kyle Warren. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, Kyle, I will take it right away. By the way, I've had several messages since the show started over there on the website, so keep them coming if that's what you want to do and don't want to call in. In the meantime, this portion of the show is being brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's MyPillow. Now, I've got some tremendous news for you from Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Yesterday, he told me to tell you all the safety nets are off on the slippers. They are reducing every one of the slippers at MyPillow.com 50%. Go over there, take your pick. All the slippers are 50% off. Now, I got the super deluxe, kind of looks like moccasins. They got the extra padding in so you can walk around and maybe use them for shoes instead of whatever. That's what I got. And if I'd known I was going to save 50% then, I would have bought them that time, right on the spot. But anyway, that's going to save a lot of people a lot of money. So if you truck on over to MyPillow.com and look at the slippers that are there, My Slippers, you'll be able to save 50%. Now, you have to have the promo code to do it, and the promo code will always be Captain. The promo code will always be Captain. And you can give them a call on the 800 line that they have, if you want to do it that way, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, 50% off the slippers right now. That's a big deal. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, you going to get slippers now?
I just might. You know, this is such a great deal, Captain. I mean, you know, who would have thought? I mean, this is really
something. This came out of the clear blue sky. They sent me an email. And they said, hey, we got great news for you and your listeners. I said, what's that? I said, we're going to have a special for the next few days, maybe through the next week, but certainly for over the weekend for on the 50% off the My Slippers.
That's amazing. Yeah, we just got the great My Pillow towels. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, we'll take a look at the slippers.
You'll be dry sooner. All right, hold on. We've got the mayor of Clearwater on the line here, Mike. Okay, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Captain. Hey, Kyle. You know, in addition to the gaffe that with the whole thing with Ukraine, the president was asked, well, you know, Mr. President, if you can't pass these voting laws, are you going to accept the 2022 results as being valid and legitimate and beyond? And well, that depends on what the Republicans do. So they're taking a play from President Trump's book, and I wonder, 2024 comes when DeSantis or Trump or whoever it is that's the Republican that takes office, I wonder if President Biden's going to peacefully hand over power or if he's going to rally his base and, oh, this was stolen from us and we can't let the, you know, it's looking awful interesting now because these people on the Today Show, oh, it's shocking that the president would say that. So even the ultra-liberal, you know, Democratic journalist people didn't even buy it. That's proof right there that they didn't buy it. So, you know, it's all coming to a head now, isn't it? And I'd like to hear what you have to say, Kyle. Thank you so much.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah, that is a great, great observation. And yes, what President Biden did was front-load everything about the 2022 election so that they can say, look, you know, this whole thing was illegitimate and we can't really accept this. Who knows how far it would go? But, you know, when you have an American president talking about, as we mentioned last segment, the incursion versus an invasion, that throws everything into a tailspin. But this also throws everything into a tailspin. I mean, how much damage can Joe Biden do in one particular press conference? Because by doing this, he's giving the minions, as it were, this sort of license to say no matter what happens, they'll just say, nope, it wasn't legitimate because the Voting Rights Act, whatever they're calling it, wasn't passed. And therefore, you know, we have the right to simply say that we don't accept this. This is wrong for the president to be doing.
Yeah, I agree. All right, and we're going to go back to the phone line for a second here. All right, Ian, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it's Ian in Clearwater.
Go ahead.
Yeah, about what you guys were talking about before with Biden saying this incursion thing. I think Biden was told to say that by the Politburo that owns him. He's just a front man and the dummy.
I agree.
And he's inarticulate because I think Biden and this whole cabal that runs this is nothing but a bunch of warmongers, and they're looking to gin up a war with Russia. I'm not saying the Russians are the greatest people in the world, but the people are. I'm not saying Putin is. I'm just saying they're down. And this is Samuel Huntington said, patriotism's the last resort of a scoundrel.
That's right.
And that really wasn't meant to defame patriots. It means that politicians hack warmongers. When they're out of cards to play, they start wars. This guy's failing. His regime, his Politburo is failing, and they're looking to gin up a war, and they threw that out because they're trying to get Russia to take the bait. And I don't think Putin is that dumb.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, he's not going to.
That's what it is, okay? No. He's just baiting Putin so he can get a pretext on and make them jump first and then get the moral high ground to start a war to save his failing regime. Thanks, bye.
Yep, okay. Well, there may be some merit in that, but nobody's going to start a war with anybody. They're going to saber rattle. We don't have the ability to be able to do what the Russians are sitting there getting ready to do, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right. One of the things that Biden could be doing, though, is answer the question not in some ambiguous terms. And, you know, Captain, it seemed to me that he went off script right at that very moment because it looked like he was reading it. And then he kind of stopped and said, well, of course, it depends on what they do. And if it's some kind of minor incursion, et cetera, it just seems like he went off at that or inadvertently started talking about what they actually are talking about behind closed doors,
mm-hmm.
You know, when they talk about these issues. But, you know, Captain, what the president could be doing. doing is he could say, you know, we're not just going to have economic sanctions, but we're also going to do other things like maybe arm the Ukrainians or arm their neighbors. And you're not going to be able to steamroll through these areas just because you think that you can. But this is a different president. It's not a Reagan. It's not a Trump. It's certainly not any of the strong presidents that we've had in the past, both Republican and Democrat.
Well, that's all true. And I talked to some of military veterans that were over there, including some guys from the most recent adventure in Iraq and Afghanistan that were there last night where I was at. And we were talking about this very subject, and they believe that if the United States gets involved in this, it'll be strictly with firing some missiles and some aircraft, maybe some long-range aircraft, that sort of thing, supporting the people on the ground. But we won't be on the ground, although I have to qualify that by telling you right now we do have special forces on the ground in the Ukraine doing some training with the Ukrainian version of special forces right now on the ground. They are doing that right now as we speak.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's kind of the same principle, Captain. You know, when you relax the bail for criminals, you let them right back out on the street, you give them the message that we're not really serious about either stopping crime or punishing crime, it just gets worse. The same thing has to be said for Vladimir Putin and his regime. If he feels that he can come in and get away with it, that's exactly what he will do. And now he has this notion that, well, maybe there will be some confusion as to, did I do a minor incursion or did I do an invasion? And on it goes. And he sees that this president just, and I hate to say it, it pains me to say it, that he just doesn't have the wherewithal to stand up and, and really draw the line, because there are no lines here.
Crossing one's border with whether or not it's a company, a platoon, a battalion, a division with guns blazing is an invasion on any standard. Doesn't matter how much the size is or who you're talking about. So that is what it is. Now, the Dems' nuclear option, that push failed last night on the election bills, died after Sinema and Manchin voted to keep the filibuster in polls because Americans, quite honestly, like it. The polling that came out, they like what Sinema and Manchin did.
Well, they did. Of course they did, because they see what Build Back Better is. It's not about building back better. I mean, they give them these ridiculous names that, you know, make it sound like they're going to do something amazing.
How about Build Back Sometimes?
Build back, right. Well, they want to get back to normal. They don't see this president. They don't see this Congress led by the Democrats in both houses. They don't see them as trying to do everything to get us back to normal so people can get back to their lives. They see them trying to foist something on the American people.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're taking a break. We'll be right back here in about 3 minutes. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is agreeing that his Build Back Better agenda is large, and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says he realizes he may have to settle for separate portions of it being passed.
He also recognizes that nothing is going to get done without 50 votes, so we're not confronting a choice between what can happen in our ideal. It's a choice between, do we make critical progress for the economic well-being of middle-class families and in tackling climate crisis or not.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she hopes the separate portions add up to a significant bill. New Mexico has become the first state to ask National Guard troops to serve as substitute teachers due to the pandemic. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
It's not a recruitment tool for any state department or the Guard or anybody else. It's just a vehicle to make sure that schools can stay open.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, that's Jeff in Sarasota. He was there last night at the event that we were at, and he was talking to people. I don't know if he was signing any autographs. He might have been, but he was taking pictures. I know that much. All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time, and it also helps to not only reduce the inflammation, but the pain and the swelling that I have, because the ingredients that are in it, the natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 go straight to the problem that you're having. And I mean right straight to the problem to alleviate the pain at the source. It's 100% drug-free, no narcotics in this at all. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins too, something your body needs to have. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's it. You try it for 3 weeks, $19.95. If it works, then they'll put you on the regular monthly plan, send it to you, and away you go. But if it doesn't, no harm, no foul. You're only out $20, and away you go. But I'm telling you, folks, this product works. I've been on it for over 7 years now. The product works, and it's something that I take every single day. So relieffactor.com/captain is the website where you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. There are no clubs to join. There's no additional charges. None of that stuff. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets you into the program. Away you go and see what happens. Because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Now, Mitch McConnell yesterday got up there and countered the Joe Biden shot that Joe Biden took at Mitch McConnell when he was saying, you know, I like Mitch McConnell, but the Republicans are doing this and they're doing that and blah, 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 blah. And I was thinking to myself, all the stuff that I heard Biden accusing the Republicans of doing is what the Democrats have already done.
Well, sure.
People can't be that dumb. They got to pay attention to this.
Well, but that's what especially the Democrat Party elite politicians are counting on. They're counting on people not really paying attention. But we're here to change that, of course, as everybody knows. But
well, we're going to tell them the truth.
Exactly right.
We have no ships to sink, none of that stuff. And these people are lying, bold-faced lying to the American people, and they just don't care.
Well, precisely. They don't care what lies they're telling. One of the things that Biden talked about Mitch McConnell saying, you know, what is Mitch for? You know, what's he stand for? And Mitch McConnell really did come out swinging. He talked about the fact that he'd helped Joe Biden pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill, et cetera,
yep,
et cetera. But McConnell said something that we've been talking about a lot in this program, Captain, and that is that Joe Biden is simply not doing the things he even campaigned about, the kind of president he was going to be. So there are certain moves that, and certain things that Biden could propose that Mitch McConnell could wholeheartedly support. But that would mean that Biden would be governing more from the center and more as a moderate. But Biden has been, and as the Democrat Party has been, colonized by the far left. And so this is why, again, Biden essentially lashing out, again, trying to look as though, you know, he's just this guy trying to get this great stuff done. And Mitch McConnell's not even really for anything, or what's his deal? You know, and it does ring very hollow. But Mitch McConnell has shown that, hey, there's a lot that Biden could do that we could actually get something done. But don't worry, folks, Biden's never going to do that.
Now, there was another new Democratic poll that came out yesterday, and it was a Democratic poll, and it was about whether or not people wanted Joe Biden to run again for president in 2024. Now, this was really a significant number, because only 28% of likely voters polled said they wanted Joe Biden to run in 2024. The rest of them did not.
This is a spectacular failure on the part of the Biden administration, the Biden presidency. Joe Biden, his advisors, the Politburo, whatever it is, they are just absolutely going down in flames.
Yeah.
And to lose so many of the people who would be supporting you, I mean, that's an achievement.
And this was a Democratic poll. This was not a Republican poll. This was one of those Democratic college polls.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I think so many people, Captain, have seen now the Joe Biden, Republican or Democrat, by the way, out there. They've seen the Joe Biden that really exists, not the Joe Biden that was sort of proposed to the American people or held up to the American people. He hid in the basement for most of the time, and he wasn't Trump. I guess that was the big claim to fame.
Mm-hmm.
But they see exactly what Joe Biden's like.
Okay, wait till you hear this. I don't know what their names are, but I'm just going to give them a name. Spike, Louie, Fred, and Oscar. The M&M gang, the candies, they are going to go woke. They're going to go woke to promote a more dynamic and progressive world. What the hell?
Well, you know, these are characters. These are the M&Ms.
Yeah, the candies.
Yeah,
the kids know their names. I don't.
Well, yeah, and you know, Captain, I guess, are we going to see a whole new redesigned or completely woke M&Ms on Super Bowl commercials? I mean, if that's the case, I don't know what this world is coming to.
We are going to see that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, evidently, one of the M&Ms, the red one, is going to, pardon me, stop his bullying tendencies and be nicer to the other M&Ms. And these kinds of, who knows, they're you know, they've got all this history, and people think these commercials are funny, or they're supposed to be like cartoon characters. But I guess like Elmer Fudd, you know, they took away Elmer Fudd's hunting gun, as I recall. And, you know, And by the way, Elmer Fudd was never going to shoot Bugs Bunny. Bunny was just too wily for him.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Wile E. Coyote. Yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We needed that. By the way, I got something here in the next hour that's going to make everybody laugh. I won't ruin the surprise. Just wait till we get into it. Now, the ex-labor secretary, and I'm going to do this the way Rush Limbaugh did. The ex-labor secretary, Robert Reich. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Was roasted for blaming Kyrsten Sinema with an assault tweet on the Republicans saying, take some effing responsibility. His words, not mine. What a dope. There's another one. What a dope.
Well, they see, but they're losing their filter. I mean, to a great degree.
They're losing their control, and they can't stand it.
Yeah. No, I agree. They see this whole house of cards beginning to just crumble. And they're seeing that Joe Biden, the front man, you know, hearkening back to Ian's call earlier, right? Joe Biden's not able to hold this thing together. Mm-hmm. So they're all just kind of, I think, you know, really becoming desperate at this point.
And let me tell you something. I run into Democrats every day that listen to the program. And they see my car because it's got the stickers on it, you know, for the Captain's America and the radio stations and all that. And they see my car and they come up and they go, oh, we listen to your program. You know, we really don't agree with you a lot of the time. But I got to agree with this. You're right about Joe Biden. And they're saying this to me now, right to my face. You're right about Joe Biden. We've got a problem and we need to get rid of him. And we're all on board for replacing him with somebody who can do something better. And I think we need, and people are saying, I think we need to try the other side of the aisle this time because our way isn't working. These are Democrats. Democrats.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I guess in some weird way, Joe Biden is uniting America. He's uniting them, not uniting us, I should say, in the fact that nobody thinks Joe Biden's up to this job.
He is the worst president, and I never thought I'd say this, after Barack Obama and Jimmy Carter, because Jimmy Carter was bad. Barack Obama was worse in terms of what he was trying to do, and we all know it. This guy takes the cake. He is the worst president ever.
I think that this is, you know...
And we tried to warn the people.
Well, yes.
We tried to warn the people. Nobody wanted to hear it.
Well, Joe Biden has always... You're absolutely right about that. Joe Biden has always been, you know, a senator, basically. He's worked in a certain realm, but this is...
He was a go-along-to-get-along guy.
Yeah, but he's never really been a leader, and that's what's missing. He doesn't have his hand on the rudder.
Nope, and he's got his hand on nothing right now except maybe M&M's.
That's right.
We'll see if they melt in his hand, not in his mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, finally, before we go to break, Larry Kudlow was talking about things yesterday. He said the voters do not want a radical transformation towards a behemoth government. Well, you're right on that one, Larry. We don't want a gigantic government.
Right. He's spot on. Spot on.
All right. Well, hold that thought, Kyle. We're coming back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We're going to tell you about this bad weather in the Deep South, which is all the way over there down to the valley, Brownsville, and down in that area all the way up to Eagle Pass. They've got snow. They've got ice. They got freezing rain, and they got it in Louisiana and the southern part of Alabama, too. We'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines. Oh.
I do it for some folks that came up from Corpus Christi. Now some of y'all that still ain't never been down south. I'm gonna tell you about it one more time, so that you understand what we're talking about. Now down there we got a plant. Looks something like a turnip green, except it ain't. Cause everybody calls it poke salad. That's poke salad. Now you know a girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evenings and pick her a little bit of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper. And if she had any left over, she'd hang it out on the clothesline and dry it out and smoke it. But she did all right, y'all. I sat down in Louisiana where the alligator girl so mean. The lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligator look tame. Pork salad had it. Pork salad had it. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day for supper time, go down by the truck patch, dig her mess of pork salad, carry it home in a tow sack. Pork salad, Annie, get her, got your granny. Chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. Richard, spiteful, straight razor toed woman.
Oh, Pork Salad Annie. I remember that one. That's Tony Joe White. And he's talking about down yonder way down there around Louisiana.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, I think, doesn't that go back to, I think, like 1969 or something?
It sure
like that.
Does. It sure does. And that was when they had the big long sideburns and the hair stacked up, you know, like the, what they call it, an afro and all that stuff. But I mean, he was getting to it. And that's a legend. That song is a legendary song. All right. Well, Kyle, I'm going to read this real quick and then I'm going to turn it over to you because we do have some serious weather to talk about. We've got some weather out west. We got another storm system coming in. But the big problem tonight is going to be in the deep south because you don't see snow and ice and freezing rain in the valley in Texas, way down in the South Valley in Texas, Brownsville, McAllen, on up to Eagle Pass that often. We're getting it tonight for the second day in a row. And you very seldom see ice or snow or sleet across I-10 from, say, New Orleans all the way across over towards Mobile. And we got it tonight, about 20, 30 miles north of I-10 as well. And we've got the warnings up there for hazardous driving conditions because that's going to be a freezing drizzle, which will freeze on the roads. We'll get into all that. Plus, we've got a storm making its way up the East Coast, right up along pretty much the shoreline through the Carolinas and Virginia, headed up towards Maryland and Delaware. So, Kyle, you take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. First, we want to say hi to Leo, who gave us some thanks for our birthday wishes.
Happy birthday, Leo.
That's right. And also, we heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. He was checking in with us earlier, Captain, saying it was clear, 41 degrees and calm winds. Well, Richard, that's going to be a little bit of a different story for people in Southern California over the next day or so. We're going to have a what looks to be a very significant Santa Ana wind event, maybe one of the worst that we've had in some time. So if you're trucking through the Southern California area, certainly if you're going to be in the high desert, you definitely want to be aware of this, especially with high-profile vehicles like a semi. So be aware of that. Hopefully, they'll start dying down a little bit into Saturday. But just be on the lookout for that. Also, we've got winter weather advisories in parts of central Idaho, also in Montana near Great Falls and a little bit south of there. Right now, we're tracking some active snow, though. This is going to be south of Boise as you come down Interstate 84. You've got some active snow going on there right now. Also, we've got snow and mixed in with sleet. This is going to be along I-90 in Missoula, Montana. So be aware of that. That's going to be also, you're going to be encountering that a little bit south of there. And then also now in Wyoming, we've got snow and sleet. This is going to be as you come down Interstate 25, a little bit west of Casper, but you will get this if you're coming over the road north of Casper a little bit. And then as you head out on I-90 and as you're heading out towards South Dakota, especially as you're making your way through over towards Sundance, you're going to have snow and sleet there as you cross over into the border. And so be very, very aware of that. Also tonight, Captain, just briefly, we've got, it looks like, we've got the snow and rain mix and Snoqualmie Pass, right. 36 degrees.
Now, I've got to get going here because I've got a lot of stuff going on. I'll come back to Louisiana and whatnot in a minute. But if you're going up I-95 tonight, guys and gals, and you're headed up towards the Big Apple, New York City, you're going to have weather to contend with. It's going to start about the South Carolina line, take up into North Carolina. You're going to run into some heavy snow when you start getting up into the southeastern part of Virginia, as well as up in Delaware, up in Maryland. If you go up 17 to try to avoid the I-95 thoroughfare, you're going to be in a snowstorm, so you might better be over on 95 tonight. The snow will find its way over there, but it's going to hug the shoreline pretty for a little while. Now, that's going to go right up the East Coast. We'll see what happens and how much it dumps, but it looks like it's going to be a major snow event up there, southeastern Virginia, Delaware, and Maryland. Now, you also have got some really, really rotten weather down in the valley in Texas. You guys going down there to McAllen or Brownsville to get rid of your load or to get down there to load some produce. You're going to have some bad weather to contend with. It's in the form of freezing drizzle and or freezing rain and or sleet. They actually had sleet pellets yesterday, Kyle, down there. It was snowing like little ice balls coming down, and that's not a good thing ever. And then, of course, I-10. From New Orleans over east to just about Mobile and about 25 to 30 miles north, you have got a freezing drizzle alert. Now, what's going to happen, it looks like, I-10, I-12, I-59, I-55, the bridges are going to freeze first, which they always do. The bridges are going to freeze first. So that means you guys and gals that are empty, when you hit the bridge doing 65 or 70 miles an hour, all of a sudden you lose your traction. It's like, whoop, here we go. So you want to be very careful and don't accelerate on those bridges and don't use the jake brake either, the down throttle. If you got a load, that's a different story. But if you don't have a load, don't go messing around tonight or you're liable to take a ride that you don't want to take. Just saying, right?
Exactly right, yes.
Yeah. By the way, hello to Sally. I believe Sally is, she's in Plano, Texas. Okay. Hi, Matt. You know, there's some songs that all you need to hear are just a few chords at the beginning, and you know what the song is, Poke Salad Annie. Yeah, you did. Sally liked it. Sally in Plano. I appreciate her because we haven't heard from her in a while.
Exactly.
So there you go. Now, getting back on over here to the weather, we're just going to have to keep our eyes open for what's going to happen. We've got some fog down in the southwestern corner of Florida tonight, Naples up to Fort Myers. We've got some rough windy conditions over in the East Coast over there around Miami, and we'll see what happens there. But right now, the problem is going to be up the East Coast, I-95, South Carolina, North Carolina, and then closer to the coastline, Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And let's see. I'm not sure who's going to take us to break this time. Okay, we'll let Ron Edwards take us to break. So here we go with Mr. Ron Edwards.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.